stress is not just something in your head, or, you know, people think about screaming and shouting and pulling the hair out, that's more your personality, but it's an actual physiological change within the body, and it's actually there for the good of our body. It's there to protect us. But in modern society, modern life, we're more exposed to a low-level stress than ever before. No other humans that have ever walked the planet have been as much stress as that we're under at the present day.
And by low-level stress, when we talk about things you can and can't switch off from, obviously that's linked to a lot of the modern technology we have at our fingertips now.
Yeah, definitely. Before, I think people used to, you know, get to work and maybe they'd walk more, or the traffic wasn't as bad. So just straight away, when people get up in the morning, they're in a rush. They're like, right, we've got to get going. We've got to get in, you know, before the traffic starts. And, you know, maybe not having a proper breakfast, having caffeine, sugar, you know, chucked down them. They're out in traffic, got to get the kids to school, and then they've got to rush across the other side of town, and, you know, then get to work. And straight away, their nervous system is in this full-on fight-or-flight state. They get into work and they'll be sat at a desk and at a computer, and they're bombarded by emails, phone calls. And I think even on people's, then they have a lunch break, for instance, and they're not switching off. So they've still got the phone with them, and they're checking their, you know, emails or texts from their family, and, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to pick up that. And then again, they'll work the afternoon, drive home. And I think the worst thing is then in the evenings, you know, they're straight onto, again, straight onto social media. And a lot of people are there in bed, you know, and actually going to bed late because they're flicking through, you know, either social media again or emails, and their brain isn't actually giving that time to switch off, you know. And that constant bombardment, this low-level stress, actually shifts the nervous system into what we call this chronic fight-or-flight distress state.
So should we talk about the test that I've done today? Because this is showing some signs. So I arrived here today and I was told I was taking a test. And my first thought was sheer panic that I was going to be doing some kind of knowledge test. But it wasn't like that at all. So it was literally a temperature check on my body, wasn't it? So there were three things.
Yeah, so it's a pulse wave profiler. So it looks at the rhythms of your heart. It looks at your skin temperature and also how much sweat you're producing. So it's the same technology, a similar technology to a lie detector test, but we didn't ask you any questions, did we, Nick?
We'll do that next time. We'll be interested.
Yeah, so we just looked at Nick's baseline. And as we see on the graph here, we want to see a nice even heart rhythm over the 5 minutes. And we can see that it was quite erratic at times, even though you were sat still and you were in a quiet room and you were told just to switch off. We also looked at skin temperature, and actually you performed quite well in this one, so we didn't get a sudden change in skin temperature, sudden sweat production. But again, we see this in people who are in a chronic stress state. So after the 5 minutes, you're given a score out of 100, and then also this is put on a graph. And ideally, we want you in the what we call the green zone. The next zone out is the yellow, and then the orange, and then the red. So when your body's in red, it's running on empty. So when we see at your graph, Nick, you were halfway in between the yellow and the orange. So, but we found that you were quite balanced between your sympathetic and parasympathetic. So definitely some work to do. But yeah, we see people in a lot worse state, and that's when they are in a really fatigued state, when they are in an empty. These are the warning signs, because it's not just the more susceptible things like coughs, colds, viruses, but their immune system is subdued and then it can actually start attacking itself. So these are linked with the autoimmune disorders and things like cancer and all those things. So we kind of, we're monitoring that, we're checking that in the clinic. And then when you receive a chiropractic adjustment, it actually shifts the nervous system from this sympathetic fight or flight state to a more relaxed, calm, parasympathetic state. So it kind of hits the reset button. And again, there's lots of clinical trials of this. There's lots of case studies where we've shifted patients from this real stress state into a, you know, happier, more relaxed state, and they express much better health. So we're seeing better patterns in terms of their digestive system, their immune function, their energy levels, their chronic inflammation, their body drops down. So massive changes that can be achieved through chiropractic care related to, you know, lifestyle and their stress levels.
And the whole thing, when you come and visit here, is almost a bit like solving a mystery, isn't it? It's almost a bit like being a detective, because you start with some tests that I've done today, which obviously show a few things. But it's then in conversation in terms of the detail of somebody's life. So the things that are creating physical problems from your day-to-day life, you just might not realize they were causing you a problem, because you might think, well, I'm okay with that. So part of the whole experience here is you then crack the code, really, don't you? And then from somebody's lifestyle choices, you can then piece together why their body would be underperforming.
Yeah, and exactly. And a lot of people, because they are in this stress state, they feel they haven't got time to be ill, and they just want a quick fix. A lot of people come here, right, I've got this problem, sort it out. And they don't realise why the body's actually crying out for help. And the symptoms are just the body's warning signs are saying it's struggling. And we've got to look at why. And this is often changing lifestyles, looking at the root cause of it.
So for anybody listening to this who's recognised some of the things that we've talked about here, maybe being ill a bit too often, or feeling a bit achy, or they actually feel stressed, what would be your best advice to them?
As I say, just get in touch. You know, stress is like the biggest silent killer that leads to a lot of the big diseases, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, autoimmune disorders. So yeah, get in touch. We'll check you over. We'll do the tests. We'll find out exactly what's going on in your body, and we'll work with you. We'll put a plan together, and we'll get your health back.
And you can always find out more online on the website, which is
oconnorcairo.co.uk.